KC Miners, Carroll Broadcasting Sports Network, joined with Caleb Vanderheiden of Carroll High Football. He announced earlier that he's going to go and play football for Morningside in Sioux City, one of the dominant NAIA schools in the state of Iowa. Caleb, we're going to talk about your decision process and all that stuff while I have you. But first, I want to kind of go over your career at Carroll. You know, kind of walk us through, you know, your senior season this last year and now getting the chance to go play at Morningside.
Yeah, so I was really excited coming into senior year because I felt like we had a great team coming in, and clearly the outcome wasn't what we expected. But even though our record doesn't show it, but I feel like we worked our tails off and that I had fun, like a fun senior season, and I bet others can say that also.
Was playing at the next level kind of a thought for you going into this senior season?
Yeah, I was kind of debating on whether or not coming into senior season, and just after like football ended, I just made the decision because I was going to miss it. So,
and I think a lot of kids, you know, kind of make those decisions. They're not sure, you know, in season if they want to go to the next level and play. But after the season, you get done and you miss it so much. Kind of, when did you start hearing from colleges throughout your senior season? Was it that beginning, you know, in summer workouts? Was it towards the end of the season? When was that?
It was kind of at the start of the season. I just kept getting texts and like from the coaches and like asking them to visit and all that. And so, yeah. And then just throughout the season, there was more and more contacting me.
So we know you've committed to Morningside, but who were some of those schools that were in contact with you? Was it other NAI schools here in the state of Iowa, some D2 schools? Who were those other schools that contacted you?
There were some D3 schools like Central and Simpson, and then Cornell, I know, talked to me.
So what was it with Morningside? You know, was it their historic program that they have there, you know, playing football, you know, consistently, you know, making the NAIA playoffs, being a semifinalist, going to the national championship game? What was it with Morningside that really, you know, for you felt like that was the next fit for your journey?
Well, yeah, part of it was their winning, like, legacy and all that. And then just part of it was just, like, being on my own for college, because I know my family's spread out throughout the state of Iowa, and I feel like being in Sioux City is like just all my own.
You kind of talked about that process a little bit. What was it, you know, going to all of these other schools, you know, and taking visits? What was it about the campus itself that really stood out to you?
It was like a small campus, so it was easy to get around, at least that I saw. And it was different from a big college because I really didn't have to travel as far for classes. And that was just a big thing for me.
Talk about the coaching staff a little bit. I know that they have a lot of guys that have been there quite a bit of time and, you know, have a lot of football under their belt. Was that another thing that you really liked as well? You know, just the tradition of that football program?
Yeah, just knowing that they have experience at being coaches and clearly experience at winning. And then also, one of their assistant coaches played college with my head coach, Rowether. So we kind of joked around with that and all that, and I just felt like a connection.
Talk about, you know, your high school coaches you had a little bit. They kind of helped you on this process of, you know, getting schools in contact with you. How much does it mean to have coaches, you know, even now that you're done with your senior season, still helping you out to get to that next level?
It means a lot, showing that they don't just care about you as a player, but they care about you like as a person, and that they'll help you go to the next step, and that if you're really committed to that, they'll do everything in their power to help.
So what is the plan as soon as you get out to Morningside? You know, are they planning on redshirting you? Are you going to, you know, try to fight for a spot in, you know, in fall camp? Kind of what is that going to look like when you get on campus?
I don't know yet, but at least for me, I'm going to try and compete for a spot, and then we'll go from there.
Caleb, those are the only questions I have for you, and thank you for joining me, and congratulations on committing to Morningside.
Thank you.
That was Caleb Vanderheiden, an offensive lineman for the Carroll Tigers, committed to play football up at Morningside.